The scripture reading from this for this morning comes from 1 Corinthians 4, 1 to 5. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ, and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make it me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. He will bring to light what is hidden in darkness, and will expose the motives of men's heart. At that time, each will receive his praise from God. Also from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 1 through 5. Am I not free? Am I not an apostle? Have I not seen Jesus our Lord? Are you not the result of my work in the Lord? Even though I may not be an apostle to others, surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. This is my defense to those who sit in judgment on me. Don't we have the right to food and drink? Don't we have the right to take a believing wife along with us, as do the other apostles, and the Lord's brothers and Cephas? Or is it only I and Barnabas who must work for a living?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for this day that you blessed us with, Lord, and I just thank you for the fellowship that is happening right now. And Lord, we just praise you for everything that you have blessed us with. And Lord, I just thank you so much for the beautiful weather and just being here to glorify you. Lord, I pray that as this week continues, that we just look to you for strength, for wisdom, for comfort, for courage, anything and everything that we need, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that we do not judge others, that you can only judge us. And Lord, we just act like ourselves, and because that this is who we create, who you created us to be. We are your masterpiece. Lord, I just pray for those on our prayer list, for Harry, for HT, Dorothy, Joanne, May, Barb, Nancy, Brian, Angus, Harry, Carrie, Sue, Nancy, Sheila, Pat, Mary. And Lord, I just pray for Mary Briner and her family as they mourn the loss of her brother. Lord, I just pray that you just comfort them and just assure them that they will see her brother one day. And Lord, I just pray that as the retreat continues, that you just bless us and you just protect us. In your name, amen. At 18 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you already won the battle, and they got great plans for me. Though I can always see, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans, trying to put the pieces together. But reflection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me. When I was just a girl, I thought I had it figured out. See, my life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would doubt. Whoa, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans, trying to put the pieces together. Perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me. And you're free to be you. Sometimes it seems that I can't do anything. At other times I think I got nothing good to bring. You look at my heart and you tell me that I got all you seek. And it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans, trying to fix the pieces together. Perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans, trying to fix the pieces together. Perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me, and you're free to be you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again for this day and for the fellowship here. Lord, I just pray that these scripts that we gathered, it's for you, Lord, not for anything else. That they just, it's from you, and I just pray this in your name. Amen. Can I have all the kids come up? You guys can sit on the ground if you really want to. How many of you like to have fun?
Me.
So do I. How many of you are always having fun with your friends? Always. One thing that's really important when you're having friends, when you're having fun with your friends, is to be yourself or not try to act like anybody else. You don't have to be just like them. Having fun doesn't always have to mean that you have to be strict and just like not smile or laugh. Having fun is a lot of stuff. Like, you can go out to the playground and you can still have fun and laugh and giggle, but you just have to be yourself. And you can play soccer and play baseball and just have fun and not worry about what everybody else is thinking of you. let us pray. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for these young ones, and I just pray that as they go have fun and at school and with their friends, that you just let them be themselves and they don't have to worry about what others are thinking about them. And Lord, I just pray that they always look to you. In your heavenly, in your name, amen.
Can stand up for this one, please.
Please, thank you.
We're making it work now.
Up and down, up and down.
Thank you.
Good morning. I have a few quick questions that you don't really have to raise your hand or anything, but I just want you to think about them. Have you ever pretended to be someone you're not, or something that was completely opposite of who you actually are? Whether we want to admit it or not, the truth is we have done that. We have acted like we're something that we're completely not, or someone that we're not supposed to be, or who we want to be. 1 Corinthians 9. Paul asks, is he not free to be the apostle that he is? And just coming from that, I got more of, are we not free to be the people that we are, the servants of God? And if we have to pretend to be something that we're not and destroy God's masterpiece, then why do we have to try and fit in? If you're trying to be someone that you're not, then you, like I said, you're destroying God's masterpiece, and it hurts him more than it hurts us. Because when you think of changing yourself and hurting you're more or less hurting your family, and that's not what most of us think of. During my trip, I learned that whoever we are, and we go against sin, when we take in sin, we're destroying the masterpiece that God created us to be. In Psalm 139, it says that God has created us beautifully and wonderfully, and giving in to sin is just destroying that, and he has to come in and chisel all that away just so that he can see him through us and others can see him through us by showing his love. In the song Free to Be Me from Francesca, she's more or less asking God to help her be herself, and just she admits that she falls and she stumbles, but she's free. She knows she can ask God, and she doesn't have to hide that from her friends or her family. She doesn't have to worry about getting judged. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 4, he does not want to get judged. Only God can judge us, and we have to learn that, and so that's also sin, judging others, and that's not God's work. And personally, I always knew that judging others was wrong, but I didn't stop that at first. I accepted Christ into my heart, and I still judged others, and after reading 1 Corinthians and knowing what Paul went through and how he questioned why he can't be free, I stopped judging. And we are free to be ourselves, and I learned how to be myself in so many ways on the trip, goofing off during worship, dancing with the campers, and being able to go have fun snorkeling and ziplining, playing soccer. It's just we were able to be ourselves, and we didn't have to hide our true God's true masterpiece from them, even though they didn't always know God, and they came to know him during the one night. But most of the trip is for a different presentation, so I will say that suspicion for later. But it seems harder to be ourselves when we have Christ in us in today's world, because we're always afraid of what people are saying, and that's why we have to pretend like we're not who we truly are. We're always afraid, I have to be so popular and get the name brand clothes so that we can fit in. And it's just doing that, we're not being our true selves that we were brought up to be, and so as we're coming into sin, and there's always a little crack that Satan will try to get into. And once she sees that crack, he's in full force, and you're destroying the masterpiece. And we just have to remember that we can't judge from 1 Corinthians 4, and that God is the only person that can judge us, and we are free to be the apostle that that we are, that once we accepted Christ, and we are the servants, we're free to be the servants of the Lord, and we're just, like, we are free to do whatever we want, but now that we have Christ, and let us pray. Heavenly Father, just thank you for being our comforter, our encourager, and Father, I just pray that as we go throughout our lives, that we look to you and we don't worry about what others think of us, because they are living in sin and we are your beautiful masterpiece, Lord. And, I pray that we can help others that don't know you more, and so that they can realize that they don't need the neighboring clothes. They just need you in their life, and they know that they're beautiful, Lord, because you created us and you make no mistakes. And I pray this in your name. Amen. The benediction comes from Ephesians 5:8, which was the theme verse from camp. For you were once in darkness, now you're light in the Lord. Live as children of light, and that's basically, we are the children of light of the Lord, and we have to go shine our light and then show his love. Amen.
All right, our final song is Never Be Shaken. We've done this in church before, and as you all remember, there's a part you have to do. Okay, so during the song, we're going to shout, whoa, and then you guys echo as loud as you can. Got as loud as you can. I'll never be shaken. Okay, so it's whoa. I'll never be shaken, okay? You guys got that? You guys did it before, so I'm not going to give you any practice. So, good luck.
What? Yeah, Mark's going to sing with you, so if you get lost, look at Mark. If he gets lost, you're on your own, so...
We'll find our way back somehow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait.
I forgot something.
I think somebody's last Sunday with us here for a long time. It's like Jonathan Heim isn't going to be here for a while until probably like Christmas time.
I don't know.
Donnie, put down your guitar for a second and come out here. Jonathan, also known as John or Johnny or Goob. All right, I think what we want to do is let's pray over Jonathan. I want to ask anybody who loves Johnny to come up here.
Go,
we're
going
to lay hands on him and pray for him.
We can throw him in a crick, don't we?
Father, we thank you that we know that when Jonathan walks through the valley, that he will not fear, because you are his strength and his shield. Father, we want to thank you for bringing Jonathan into the world and bringing him to us and having him be a part of this community and this church and a willing servant and a humble servant and a talented servant and a loving servant. And we just thank you for writing your word on his heart and putting your love in his soul so he can love others through his talents, through his music, through his ministry. And we pray that as he goes into ministry, and his education for ministry, that he would stay strong in you. We know that he has a rock solid faith in you, God. And we know, though, that he's going out in the world away from his church family, and we pray that he would always remember that we are here and that he needs to learn how to use Facebook to stay in contact. And Lord, we love Jonathan, and we're so thankful for having him as part of this community. Send him out now into the world to spread your word to others, to learn how to do that, and then to go out after his education and to bring Christ to the world. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
All right, Big John needs a hug, so Big John needs a hug.
Just in case you forgot, remember, whoa, never be shaken.
I know I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, just so you know, Neighbor Sheep Be Shaken is on 2 pages here, so keep it open.
Mark, are they standing up?
Huh?
Are they standing up?
Yes, please stand up for this one. The last one.
Sitting down.
You got all day to sit down.
Or play volleyball.
Yeah.
Or play volleyball.
Yeah.
You got to tie up. Don't worry.
Okay.
Come here.
Yeah. Yo.